I've told you before about my 87-year-old friend, who's a friend of this church, is in the room as we speak, who embodies the best of Unitarian Universalism. The vision statement that we crafted last fall claims that we lift hearts and broaden minds, and Cal fits the bill, especially about the mind. He's the one who said, "I'm an atheist, but I think I'm probably wrong." At ministerial lunch last week, we were having a great discussion of the phenomenon about how some historical eras produce great people and others don't. Cal is conservative, as you use go, so imagine my surprise when he said, "There's probably some truth to astrology. Not like it predicts individual lives, but maybe it reflects eras like that." My heart was lifted at this, to me, surprising example of broad-mindedness. Many UUs would have a closed mind at the idea that the stars might reflect archetypes, that the cosmos could have a connection with its component parts like our world. Cal is pretty old, and he doesn't get around as spryly as he once did, but his brand of Unitarian Universalism, practiced for 40-plus years, contributes openness to this community and to the world. He told me his name, Cal, is an acronym. It stands for Conservative Agnostic Liberal. I love it. I am glad Unitarian Universalism has been a home for Cal, and I'm glad we're here for him. I also get great inspiration from the other end of the age spectrum. I have been working this year, as I do every other year, with our coming-of-age youth in an experience that is guaranteed to broaden minds and lift hearts. In this program, there are about 14 junior high kids, each with a mentor, and there's a bunch of the mentors in the room. I can see them giggling just like I feel about it. Plus Kathy Carman, the leader, and me. We meet monthly to discuss serious, genuinely ethical and theological issues like God and death and things like that. And each mentor youth does a service project, mentor and youth pair. And on May 10th, these kids will share with us in worship their credos, what it is that they believe at this point in their lives at 14 years old. Almost all of them have been in the fellowship for at least several years, and many since they were born. I actually have conducted the weddings of at least three or four of them. Can there be anything more important than creating a place where we honor, teach, enjoy, love, learn from our children and youth? These folks in our class are thoughtful. They are respectful most of the time. They are extremely funny. They are often rowdy. They are occasionally difficult. They are willing to be of service. They are lively and they're always learning. They are broad of mind and lifting of heart. I am very glad Unitarian Universalism has been a home for these youth, and I am so glad that we are here for them. This morning, it is my interesting task to lift up the excellence of our community, our inclusiveness, the broadening and lifting of heart and mind, honoring the making of justice. And I'm to do this partly so you'll be inspired to pledge the very most you can to the operating of this dynamic place, so that you will understand what a priority it is in this world. And it is my task to do this in the middle of the worst economic downturn that most of us have experienced. Also, like any human institution, we're having a bit of chaos here and there. Some people know about it and some people don't. Human relations have their ups and downs, and we are having some of those ups and downs, as we so often do. But you know what? This is a totally human place. And I can only sing the praises of a human place that goes forth in that crooked line of the Closer to Fine song. Sometimes we stagger, And sometimes we strive. Sometimes we burst with joy, and sometimes we barely hang on or barely hang in. Sometimes, out of our pain and desperate need, we demand definitive answers, and sometimes we feel that lightness that takes us undemandingly closer to fine. Sometimes we tuck ourselves very close into ourselves and feel on the margins. And sometimes we can gather the courage to share our grief or our pain or our loss, and lo and behold, hands reach out to us. Arms take us in. And words of love from people we barely know show up in our mailboxes. When I say how much I love this place, I speak out of scars that I have received here, scars of both reconciled and unreconciled pain. When I stand up on an impossible morning to convince you that this little institution of ours is a necessary blazing light in a sometimes dark world, I speak in a couple of ways. I speak as a person who discovered my really great husband when I moved here in 1988. And we got married in 1991 and are still married. And if you don't know who he is the handsome person playing bass in our music group here. And I also speak as a person who was nearly broken by the death of my sister in 1998 and held in love by this community until I could begin my journey back to a completely changed life. Like the skin horse and the velveteen rabbit, sometimes I feel pretty real. Sometimes I feel pretty loose in the joints and even downright shabby. But a lot of my sharp corners have been loved off these past 21 years. Sometimes when our fabulous band plays, I think I ought to just leave the preaching to them. What they release in us with their joy, with their jaw-dropping talent, their ability to choose music, all of those things speak to the deepest religious chords of our souls. Whatever our belief systems may be, we don't have to worry about it. The hand song speaks to the importance of the individual. We honor and we cherish individuals, and it says, "My hands are small, I know, but they're not yours, they are my own, and I am never broken." And then the song also reminds us that we honor and cherish the saving, heart-lifting miracles of generous community. And it says, in the end, only kindness matters. We are never broken. And in the song, "We Are a River," we're all called to reflect that the community that so nourishes us in good times and in hard times also makes transformation possible beyond these walls into the larger community. Our own little hands grow in strength by joining others. The song says, "Each kindred spirit we encounter helps us grow." We are a river that flows through the land, making our way to the sea, gathering power as hand joins with hand. Slow-moving stream, building a dream for the world. The hand song reminds us that we are God's eyes, we are God's hands, and we are God's mind. that without the best efforts of our fallible humanity, the holy cannot be found in the world. Each of us is precious in this church. Each of us becomes greater by opening to others. All of us make love and justice happen by creating community, and we all serve the ground of being, the source of nobility, that which calls us to faithfulness, the great whatever. This church community is of infinite value. I am glad that we here today and that all of those souls gone before us have created such an exciting, open, human, spirit-loving home for Unitarian Universalism in our valley. I'm glad it's here for us. Last night, at our very lovely gala party, we had testimonials from several adults in the church, as David pointed out, from 91-year-old Josephine with 50 years in the church to 20-something, I guess, Heather Riley, who's been in the church less, she and her family less than a year. 20-something or so, right? Something like that. Well, there was little Freya Bridges, who has been mentioned also, 8 years old, had been running around helping very competently serve with the youth, who are quite a bit older than she, including her older brother. And so she had been listening and listening, and she asked MC David Ward if she could speak. She took the mic. She stood right there. We were in tables around the room. A thin little figure with shaggy cropped hair, looking for all the world like something out of Oliver Twist. And she said, some people could just see her, not see her. She said, my mom brought me to this church when I was born. And then she trembled a little. I was close. I could see her. She trembled a little. Her mouth was working. And she declared, you people have all helped raise me. Thank you for being with me in my days. I am glad that this place is here for little Freya, for her big brother, for old people and young families, and anyone who can call this fellowship home. May we know the importance of being with each other in all our days.